We've got countries represented such as Vietnam, China, Thailand, Korea, Azerbaijan, Turkey, Brazil, Italy, so many exciting countries.
What native students here get from the interaction with the foreign student?
I think it's incredible for the local students. They have access to kids from around the world. So they're learning about new cultures. They're, for many of them, they're learning a bit of different languages. For our students in Chinese class, you know, for example, they get to actually use what they're learning in class.
What are the goals for this particular education mission?
So for this mission, we're going to Russia and Ukraine. We have, just mostly because of the relationship we have with some of our recruitment partners over there and the word of mouth from current and past parents and students, we have such great relationships overseas, especially in Ukraine. So for us, it's about finding the right student who's going to be a good fit for TA, who's going to thrive here. So our goal for this mission is to meet qualified students. We're looking to meet with families that can afford our tuition and that are academically qualified. Socially, they'd be a good fit here, and we're looking to provide that opportunity to them.
Tell us a little bit about just what it's like. Will you be attending high school fairs? Is there some spade work that's done beforehand to line up people to see?
Most of the time, I would say we go to recruitment fairs. So we might be sitting next to 30 other schools. We're talking about Thornton and what we have to offer, and we might be meeting families and students. But we also have these networking opportunities. Since the U.S. Commercial Service is heavily involved in organizing this mission, we sort of have an inside look at the visa processing for certain countries, which I find to be really interesting. We learn about rate of visa denials, why a student might be denied a visa for any particular reason. So that's sort of an added benefit. It's also a small group of schools typically on these missions, so you get to know one another, share best practices. We don't feel like competitors at this point. We feel like colleagues, and we may have the opportunity to compete for a specific student here and there, and may the best man win. But truly, it's very collegial.
I have to ask you, you're going to Russia and Ukraine on this trip. Does the geopolitics ever get involved in any of this?
To be truthful, we try not to enter into that whatsoever. And of course, if it seemed like it was, you know, an area of the world that we really didn't feel safe traveling to at that point in time, certainly we would not put our staff, or for that matter, our students or parents, in that position at all. And this is about education. This is about an opportunity for kids who want to make a better life for themselves. And I think for these parents, they see the U.S. as such an amazing opportunity for their kid to be able to come in high school years and then continue on to university or college in the U.S. It's huge for them. So if they're able to access this opportunity and they're able to meet someone face-to-face and feel that it's a, you know, a trustworthy person, and they learn about the school through those interactions and they're able to enroll and be successful, it's a huge win for us. And I see that in the long run as, you know, the most basic diplomacy there is.